In part one of our interview with the Pocahontas County Historical Society Secretary, Dr. Denise McNeil, she described the pioneer beginnings of our county when Andrew Lewis, Jacob Marlin, and Stephen Sewell first explored here. If you missed it, you can still hear it on our webpage, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Now, in the second part, Dr. McNeil starts with what came next. Then she describes some of the other exhibits in the museum and the stories they tell about our county's history.
The land then went to the Pogue family, and the Pogue lady was married to a Price. So the Price family bought up her brother's share, and then they owned absolutely everything in this valley on both sides of the river, all the way up to Campbelltown and, of course, Price Hill, where you can see we have Key Run, and the land thereafter went up to the top, and the Key family had the big flat area which saved our lives after the Great Flood. In the room next to the entrance hall, we have a variety of things to do with the Civil War. Not only the Civil War, we also have a lot of instruments. We also have swords. We have guns. But most importantly, we have documents. And this is really, really essential. So many original documents that it is stunning. So we can find out what was happening, that we had our own local militia. We have orders to the local militia. We have letters. We have money, which was created during the Civil War. We have stamps that were captured. These were personal collections. I should not go past without mentioning the thing that changed Pocahontas so radically, which was the coming of logging after the Civil War, when the northern companies were trying to catch up with their European rivals and wanted to industrialize because they'd lost 4 years of their time. And so they came, not to us first, but Pennsylvania, but then they found Pocahontas County. Soldiers, many, many soldiers had been in this area. And so the information was passed on, and they logged and they logged and they logged. In the logging room, you will see absolutely everything. Tons of pictures, but also the things used by people in the logging companies. Down on the bottom floor, we also have a research room for anybody who wants to investigate their family. We're also hooked up with the Price Library, which was put into the new McClintock Library, where we have the digitalized Pocahontas time. So I do urge everybody, these are the places where you need to start to check out your family. We also have these burial books. So far we have done 9 that you can buy from us or from the Pocahontas Times. A section of the Historical Society set out to try and cover all the graves in Pocahontas County. So there's tons of stuff. A lot of people remember particularly the music. We have various machines that were donated to us all by local people. We have one, a Melodia, which went back to the opening of the Buckeye Country Store in 1887. And Mr. Key of the cabin was the winner of the prize, which was the Melodia. We also have many, many other things, including an English piano, which came with the English settlement. We have a wonderful record player, which comes back to the turn of the century, and a lot of the music was made for the First World War. That is absolutely a favorite. But of course, the Williamsburg Swiss music box, which is huge, and lived in Dr. Susan Price's colonial house in Williamsburg. And this came to her sister when she died, and her sister donated it, as well as selling the house for a song, because the Price family were really keen on this becoming a place for future generations to see their history.
Keep listening to Allegheny Mountain Radio for more stories by Dr. McNeil about the histories and mysteries of our county as told by the exhibits in our museum. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.